Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Madonna Roberts is a sax player, a singer, a band leader, but most of all, Madonna Roberts is a storyteller. Maybe not in the way you'd think, but her so-called Coin Project is a series of images and impressions and improvisations on the history of free people of color in the United States. It's also the story of Madonna's own family, as we'll hear. She and her band are going to start things off with us with an invocation. Here's Madonna Roberts and the group live on Soundcheck.
Mm-hmm.
That is called Invocation, and it comes to us from sax player and composer and bandleader Matana Roberts, playing alto sax live here in the Soundcheck studio, with Toma Fujiwara behind our drum kit, Shoko Nagai playing our piano, and Jeremiah Abia, the operatic voice. So we have the tenor voice, the alto sax, and Matana Roberts joining me at the microphone here in our Soundcheck studio. This is from the Coin Project, Chapter 2. First of all, Matana, it's great to have you back with us on Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
What is the inspiration for Coin, the Coin Project?
My love of American history. Mm-hmm. I love American history, and I kind of grew up in an environment that was very much about remembering history and understanding history as a way to understand present times and the things that you might deal with in present times. And to also be reminded to be thankful for what it is that I do have, which is so much. My mm-hmm. life is so rich.
Now, Chapter 1, which came out a couple of, like, 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
Is called Gens de Couleur Libre.
Very nice, yes.
Free men of color, literally.
Yes.
First time I ever heard that expression was many years ago, the Cajun musician Michael Doucet, mm-hmm. in sort of explaining how Cajun culture came together, said a very important part of it was free men of color. Mm-hmm. Who were the free men of color, and when are we talking about in American history?
Well, there are many different time periods within that of usage of that term. But for me and my family history, I'm dealing from about 1750 to 1830.
So that early?
For my people, yes.
Wow.
I do have some Cajun blood in me, mm-hmm. thanks to New Orleans, but a good portion of my people are from an area outside of Louisiana called Natchitoches. This woman, Marie-Thérèse Matoyer, was responsible for setting up this community that consisted of many free people of color. And many of the resources and experiences that I've been able to have today have a lot to do with those people and what they were able to accomplish at that time and the mores and values they passed down in my own family.
So you're able to trace your family back in this country as far back as 1750?
As 1750, yes. I cannot believe I can say that, but yes, I can say that. It's astonishing.
And so who were these people? What did they do? Where did they live? What's their story?
Most of them were land workers, business workers, people who came up through slavery, some being slaves themselves and were able to either buy themselves out of freedom or be bought out of freedom, and were able to establish businesses. Now, it's very particular that it was Louisiana that they were able to do this, because some of the most bizarre racial laws were going on in Louisiana. So it's such an interesting history where people were able to get away with things in that particular state that they could not get away with elsewhere. But it also has a lot to do with the skin color. My mother, for instance, was your complexion.
Really?
So, yes. So
I'm a pretty pale guy.
Yes, my uncle is blonde hair and blue eyed. Uh-huh. Used to get beat up all the time in the neighborhood for looking like the little white kid. Yeah.
For looking like me.
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right. So the idea that these folks have been around for so long and have had such a kind of a rich history, mm-hmm. that gives you a great resource, I guess,
gives
to draw
me so
on.
Much to draw on. But I come from a family that also made it a point to keep records of things. A lot of things got passed to me from my great-great-grandmothers. Mm. A lot of the documentation I have came from my great-great-grandmothers. And my family has always been really interested in genealogy, so I have that too, combined with my interest in history. It's just mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Matana Roberts. Her latest album is the Coin Project Chapter 2. First of all, Coin, where does that come from?
So that is the nickname that this woman, Marie Metoyer, would use, was given to her supposedly by her parents. And it was the nickname that she had throughout her lifetime. I'm told that she signed that name many different ways throughout her lifetime, and that it may not have, been pronounced Coin. But my grandfather and his brother were within... were raised by people that were blood related to that woman. And so coin is how it was passed down. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather used to use that as a nickname for me as a child.
Okay. So coin chapter 2, the new album is called, subtitled, Mississippi Moonchild.
Yes.
So at some point, was your family part of the Great Migration up the Mississippi?
Yes. So I'm trying to chart my heritage out of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana. And so I do have a Mississippi side that's mostly my paternal side. That definitely were part of the Great Migration. It's why I was born in Chicago, mm-hmm.
And in this piece, first of all, the album's like, there are 18 tracks, but it's one long through-composed
yes.
work, using the word composed somewhat.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I mean, a lot of it is improvised. So.
No, some of it, yes, it's a mix. Some of it is improvised and some of it, but master improvisational ideas and techniques by really wonderful musicians mm-hmm. that make it happen.
But there is a definite narrative arc.
Definitely,
And the use of texts mm-hmm. and voices. Mm-hmm. At one point, maybe more than one point, a John Roberts is mentioned.
Yes.
Who's that?
That would be my father's father. My father's father's father, so my father's grandfather, was a sharecropper, but also a traveling preacher. I have a lot of preachers in my family on every side and every angle.
Well, now that explains there are several spirituals that are used.
Yes, in this piece in particular.
So you've got the spirituals, the blues connection, and as I say, these voices, you speak, mm-hmm. you sing, mm-hmm. and of course Jeremiah is singing in the more operatic tradition. What do all those different voices signify?
Just community and the gathering of people. I'm so interested in the way people used to sing just to sing, where it was just something that was part of a work ethic, something that was part of a day-to-day. Singing is so uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song. This one's called Amma Jerusalem School. It once again comes from the coin Project, Chapter 2, Mississippi Moonchild. It is the latest from Matana Roberts. She and her band are performing two sets on Saturday night here in New York at the Jazz Gallery, one at 9 and one at 10:30. But they're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today.
Center of return. There are some things I just can't tell you about, honey. I step on the stage one night, my heart went pity to pat. I heard somebody say, "Oh, little pretty girl, is that?" Joshua won the battle on Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. The daffodil steady and the lilies tall and fair. All the children love me, so why should I care? 4 months of school, 50 cents a day for chopping cotton. Sun up to sun down, honey, times was hard. Honey, times was hard. January 1949, I graduated when I was 23. Ho, dig grass, May 1949. There are some things I just can't tell you about, honey. We grew our own vegetables and daddy quilted too, though mama always said his stitches were too low. I sing because I'm happy, I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow and I know he watches over me.
That, once again, is Matana Roberts and her quartet performing live in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Amma Jerusalem School, part of her Coin Coin project, Chapter 2, the album subtitled Mississippi Moonchild. It is out now, and Matana and the quartet performing at the Jazz Gallery on Saturday night at 9 and 10:30, and playing for us here in the studio today. A brief quote of "His eye is on the sparrow" in
yes,
the middle
of
that.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
So you're also doing some conduction where you're conducting the improvisations here in the studio.
Yes, so I spent maybe the first 6 years in New York in a band called Burnt Sugar. I'm on a ton of those records. Some of those records I don't even remember that I'm on. And also I was conducted many times by Butch Morris.
Who invented the term conduction.
Though he also, he pulled some of the conduction from some of the things he saw Sun Ra do. So that was very interesting. So yes, I use that and it's very useful for what I do.
All right. Now, the album ends with a benediction, opens with an invocation. So, you know, there's that spiritual, the capital S, like, you know, his eye is on the sparrow, but also spiritual small s, a kind of, you know, mystical cast to some of the proceedings here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that benediction for us?
Sure.
All right. Once again, Matana Roberts playing the alto sax. The tenor is Jeremiah Abia, that's tenor voice. Toma Fujiwara behind the drum kit. Shoko Nagai playing the piano. And here again, Matana Roberts and benediction. That is lovely. Benediction from Matana Roberts and her quartet performing here in the Soundcheck studio. And another song that has a quote from a great old spiritual. Is that In the Garden?
That
he
is
walks
in
with
the
me
garden.
And he talks with
yes.
me. Beautiful. So Matana, the first chapter of the Coin Coin Project, you recorded in Montreal with a bunch of musicians on that scene there.
Yes.
The new one, Mississippi Moonchild, recorded with these musicians and a couple of others here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How many chapters will there be, and do you have a different band for each one?
Well, I started the project. One of the reasons I started the project is because there was such a wide plethora of New York musicians I wanted to make music with, and I could not figure out a way to get them all at once. So I started this project as a way to rotate in and out voices that mean a lot to me. There will be, you will see some of the same people on some of the upcoming chapters, but it's also an opportunity for me to bring in more people and also to use the work to play with other ensembles in other cities and other countries, which I've also done mm-hmm. and hope to do more of.
So how many chapters are we looking at here?
We're looking at 12, two solo chapters that use video scores that I've been building, electronic process saxophone sound, text and voice and saxophone, and then 10 ensemble chapters that use graphic scoring that mm-hmm. I'm creating.
The scores are quite fetching to look at.
Yes, yeah, I hope to have an exhibition of the scores at some point as well.
Great. Well, there are two sets on Saturday night at the Jazz Gallery at 9 and 10:30. Matana Roberts and her band playing for us here on Soundcheck today. Thank you very much. Great to see you again.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
This is Soundcheck. ¶¶